We are on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. After the first third of the Amid, B'Seyel Nozir. We had in the Mishnah, a person is Mekadish, to say with the Seyel, with the hair of a Nozir, she's not Mekodeshes because it is also Bahano. So the Gemara asks, Minolon, how do we know that the Sar Nozir is also Bahno? Omar Kro, Kadesh Iye Gadol Pera Sar Oishoi, Giduloi Iye Kodesh, Kodesh Iye. That the Gidul should be Kodesh. So the Gemara asks, Ima Kodesh Teifes Es Domov, V'yaitse Lechulen. Just like Kodesh is Teifes Es Domo V'yaitse Lechulen, Avsar Nozer Teifes Es Domo V'yaitse Lechulen. It says it has a din Kodesh. And by Kodesh, the din is that the Kedusha can be Nishalef on the Domim that it is sold for. And in the Mishnah it says that Mochon V'kiddush B'dmeihem Mekodeshes. So we see that the Kedusha of the Seyor is not Nitfas on the Domim. If we learn out from this Posig of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Pera, so the Locha should be that the Kedusha should be Nitfas on the Domim like Kodesh. So the Gemara answers, Mikorinon Kodesh is the Kri Kodesh, Kodesh Korina. The Kri is Kodesh. We have to understand exactly Shatan the Gemara. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Omar Kro Kodesh Yiyeh. So Rashi says, Chosavov Ksiv. Is missing a Vav after the Dalit. If it would have been written a Vav after the Dalit, then the Ksiv would have been Kodesh. But Chosavov Ksiv, there's no Vav after the Dalit. Le Midrash Bay, so therefore, without the Vav after the Dalit, we could darshan, according to the Ksiv, Kodeshu. So we could, if the word could be read the way it is written, Kodesh. V'zeh echot min ha-shloisha osar b'mesayres chaserim. It seems there are 13 times that the word Kodesh is written chosavov. Therefore it has this mila that it could be read Kodesh. So the Gemara says if it could be read Kodesh, so it should have Ilchus Kodesh, and it should be Teifes as Domov. So the Gemara says, Kodesh Korina. Lahachi, but the Kri is Kodesh. Lahachi Korinin Kodesh. The Kri is Kodesh. Lemu'uti Domov. And that is coming to tell us that the Domim will not become nitvas b'kedushosai. She'ein din kedusha olav. There is no din kedusha. Kodesh mashme shem kedusha. Kodesh mashma hu kodesh. Kodesh is mashme that he is kodesh. Now, we have to understand what Rashi is saying. There's a Meiridike Meshe Chochme that says Pshat Dvorim Yudalet Pasek Chofalev. He says Pshat, and this Rashi as follows. Kodesh Meire. The word Kodesh, so the Meirish HaKedusha Nifredes Mehadovo, that the Kedusha can separate from the dover that you were magdish. Ve'einai ela shem kodesh hachal al guf hanoise. That means a kedusha was nitvas on a certain article, on a certain inyan. But this kedusha can be taken away. It was put on. It is not a atzmiyistike chelik of the davar. It is a davar nifrod, a separate entity that was attached to a davar. And this entity is transferable. It could remain on this. It could be transferred. That is the taich of kodesh. Avol kodesh hu bahakovas haguf hanoisai shehu kodesh. But kodesh means that this davar is kodesh. This is a chelik of the davar. Ve'einai yoytze mimenu. This is a chelik of that thing, so it can never be separated, it can never leave it. So, kodesh means a davar nifrod, a kedusha, a shem kodesh. So that is hegdish. Hegdish is a kedusha which is applied, a person is magdish a behemah. That is kodesh, the shem kodesh chalala. So it says that the Shem Kodesh is Chal on the Sa'roshay. That is the Ksiv. So the Ksiv is that, so it is similar to Kodesh. Just like Kodesh is Osobano, Hegdish is Osobano. So Sa'roshay is also Osobano. So here's the similarity to Kodesh, that is also Bano. But the Kri is Kodesh. The Kri is Kodesh. And Kodesh means that it is a chelik of the, an atzmiistic chelik of that over. This is Kodesh. If this is Kodesh, it's not transferable. So it has the characteristics of Kodesh, which is also Bano, but it is Kodesh that it is not transferable. That's how the Meshech Chochmeh explains Pshat in this Rashi. And later we'll see, or perhaps we can mention this now. The Gemara mentions later there's two psukim. There's one pasuk by Bosa Becholov, Ki am kodesh ata l'Hashem alikech olay sabashol gedi b'chalev imoy. Says, am kodesh. This is in Devorim. In Chumash Devorim. In Chumash Shemois it says, va'anshei kodesh tiyun li. So, when the Pasuk asks the Treife, both are speaking about the Maila of Klal Yisrael. V'anshei Kodesh Tiyin Li, should need Treife. Ki am Kodesh Ata L'Hashem Alekeichem, you should need Bosa B'cholov. But Al Kaponim, it is very interesting how the Torah changes in the terminology. Here's Anshei Kodesh, here's Am Kodesh. So the Meshech Chochmeh says, in the same shtickle, he says, pshat is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisiso was mispalo that the Shechina should be Sheira by Klal Yisrael. And Afilu will be Chaitem, it should always be Sheira by Klal Yisrael, and it should not go over to a different Umeh. The Neflinu ani ba'amach, so that was the bakosha of Moshe Rabbeinu before the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Kisiso. So that there was Ashchos Ashchina on Klal Yisrael did not necessarily mean it would always be on Klal Yisrael. Now it's on Klal Yisrael. If Chas V'Sholem Klal Yisrael will become Chaitim, it can transfer to a different Umeh. So in Parshas Shemois it says, Ki It says, Va'anshe Kodesh Tienli, your Anshe Kodesh. That means it is a Kedusha that is Chal An Klal Yisro, but it's not Anatmiyist Kechelik. That was before Pashas Kisisa. In Devarim already it says, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Aleikecha, this Kedusha already became Anatmiyist Kechelik of Klal Yisrael. So that's why it says, Ki Am Kodesh. Let us go further. Bepetach Hamer, it says in the Mishnah that Petach Hamer is also Bano. Frag the Gemara, Neima Masnisen Doloi Kerab Shimon. So Lochaira Mishnah is not going according to Rab Shimon. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Petach Hamer also Bano, Divrei Rab Yehuda. Rab Shimon Mater. Rab Shimon holds that a Petach Hamer is Mutar Bano. So Memele, in our Mishnah, it says, Tosta Bano, so Lachet is going not according to Rab Shimon. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravue, La'achar Arife, V'divrei Hakel. The whole machlokes between Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon is, Mechayim, before the Arife is it Osa Bano. So there Rab Yehuda holds it's Osa Bano, Rab Shimon holds it's Mutar Bano. But after you make Arifa to the Petach Hamer, so Rab Shimon is also Moide that it is Osa Bano. So that what it says in our Mishnah, that a person is Mekadish Pe Petach Hamer, it's Eina Mekodeshes. So the Shaila is only in what Matzah was he Mekadish, according to Rab Yehuda, Afilu Bechaye Ha Petach Hamer, she's not Mekodesh. According to Rab Shimon, she is not Mekudish, Tavke La'acha Arifosa. Let us see Rashi. Zukta Rashi, Plukte, the Rab Yehuda, the Rab Shimon, the Bechayres, La'acha Arife, the Divrei Hakel. The Omarosam, Omoide Rab Shimon, La'acha Arife, Shuhu Osa. And how does he know this? V'gom Arif Arifo, Me Eglo Arufe. Eglo Arufe, Glenat Vaorfoy Sham Sham Take Furosai, and it's also Bano after the Arife. So Mamele, so this limud is a Dover Muske. Zekta Gemara Vaita. Boso Becholov. It says if a person is Makadish Beboso Becholov, she's not Makadeshis because it's also Bano, Minola. How do we know that Boso Becholov is also Bano? The Tone, the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, Leisabashel Gdi Bachalev Imai Gimel Pomim. This posik is repeated three times. So why is it necessary to repeat this posik three times? Echad Iser Achila, Ve'echad Iser Hano, Ve'echad Iser Bishol. One is coming Legufoi, that there's an Israel to be Mevashel Bosa Bachalo, and the other two are coming to tell us that it's also Bachila and also Bano. So that our Mishnah that says that it's also Bano is going according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, Masnisin Deloi Ki Haitane. But our Mishnah is not going according to Rab Shimon. The Sanya Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Ima, Boso Becholov, Oso Bachila, Muta Bano. Rab Shimon Yehuda holds that Boso Becholov is also Ba'achile and Mutabano Shenema. Ki Am Kodesh Ato Lashem Aleikecho Leisabashel Gedi Bachalevimai. So by Boso Becholov it mentions Am Kodesh. Ulaholon Uayman before by Treife it says Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyonli. So it seems to learn that Xerishove Am Kodesh from Anshe Kodesh. And this pasuk is speaking about Bosal Treife, and Treife is Mutar Bano. It says, Lakalav Tashlich Anoisoi. You're allowed to throw it to the dog, so it's Mutar Bano. So we learn out Bosal Becholov, according to Rab Shimon, from Bosal Treife. Ma Loholon, just like Treife is Osa Bachila and Mutar Bano, Afkan Osa Bachila, Bosal Becholov is also Osa Bachila and Mutar Bano. Zogt Rashi, Mutar Bano, Dechsiv, Lakelov, Teshlichen, Oisai, Treife, is Mutar Bano. וחולן שנשחטו באזורי. Hulen shenishchetu ba'azore is also osar ba'ano. That means a person took a behemish al hulen, he brought it into the azore. There, the azore was a well-equipped place with for shechting behemis, and he shechted his behemah hulen in the azore. So the Mishnah says not only is it not permitted to shecht, it's also osar ba'achila ba'ano. So how do we know these Isurim? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Ramein. Omro Teure Shechoit Sheli Bishali. The Teure told us there is a specific place where to shecht a korban. A korban should be geshochten lifnei Hashem. That's what the Teure said, that's where the shechita should be. Vishalecha Bishalecha. And the Torah said, where a shechita of chulin should be, basa chulin should be, bisharecha. We'll see that, bizavachta, then it says bisharecha. There we learn out the zvicha should be, not in the Beis HaMikdash, bisharecha. So we have here two hilchis shechitas basa. The pasuk says shechitas kalbonis should be in the Beis HaMikdash. And Shechitas Chulen should be Bisharecho, not in the Beis HaMikdash. That's number one. Now, number two, we learn out, Ma Sheli Bishaloch Osa. Just like Sheli Bishaloch is Osa, what will be if a person will take a korban and he will not shecht it in the proper place. He'll shecht it in chutz lazore. So it's osa. Av shaloch b'shali osa. So if you'll take b'sa'a chulin, a behemes chulin, and you'll shecht it b'shali, you're also shechting it in not the proper mokim. You're shechting it in the azore. It's also osa. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shchoit Sheli Bishali. Shchoit Zivchi Machatzeri. The Pasuk tells us specifically where to shecht korbanos. Dechsiv, kedechsiv v'shochat as ben haboko lifnei Hashem. So the Pasuk is telling us, the mokim hashchita should be Bishali. In the Azor, and then the pasuk tells us where the mokim of the zvicha of a behemis chulin should be. Kedichsiv v'zavachta mibkocha mitzaincha. You should shecht your baka your tzain v'seifet dekra bishorecha. So the pasuk is telling us where the mokim azvicha of Bekocha should be, Bisharecha, in your cities, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Gavuche the Rishash is Moirer, Rashi says, V'seifa dekro Bisharecha, the seifa is Bisharecha, it says V'achalto Bisharecha. It says you should eat it Bisharecha. The Pasuk is not speaking directly. Rashi jumped a few words. B'zavachta mibikolcho, b'sharecho, speaking about not the mokim azvicha, speaking about the mokim achil. Bar kaponim, let us learn Rashi kipshutoi. So the Rashi seems to be saying that in this Pasuk it's telling us where the mokim azvicha should be. B'zavachta b'sharecho. So now, I have here two psukim. One pasuk is telling us where the mekayim zvichas korbanos should be. And one pasuk is telling us where the zvicha of the behemes chulin should be. Bisharech. So now we make a mamatzi. Ma sheli bishaloch osa ba'ano. Now, what will be the din if now we're going to learn that Amamotzinu Behemis Chulin from Behemis Kodesh, from a Kolben? Just like by a Kolben, if it was not Geshochten in the proper Mokke, so it's also Bano, the Mi Yater, so Rashi says, how do you know that it's also Bano? The Mi Yater Hano Shenesar Bo Michayim. Who will be matter dano? That means we're learning out chulin shenishchu lebazore from korbanos that were geshocht from shchutei chutz. So now Rashi has to tell us, so where does it say that shchutei chutz is also? We're learning out chulin shenishchu lebazore from shchutei chutz. Where does it ever say that shchutei chutz is also? So Rashi says, let's make a cheshbon. Shalibi shalach is also bano, the mi yater hano shenesa bo michaim. The korban was also bano michaim, it was hegdish. Achrei she'ein domay nizrak. So if a person will shecht a korban, chutz lazore, so you don't have the matter of the korban. You don't have the matter of the korban. The matter of the korban is the shchit and the zrike. It becomes mutter with the zrike. Now, if you're going to shecht it bachutz, so you don't have any zrike. There's no zrike bachutz. There's no mokim zrike. So this shchit bachutz will sicher not be matter the iser hano which was existent till the shchit. Because the shchit and zrika are the matirim, and if you're a bachutz, you don't have a shchit, you don't have a zrik. Yeah. So who adin? Who shenishka to bazore that was geshochten shaloi bimkaimai should also be awesome. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention Amir de Kebes HaLevi. Looking at this Gemara Kipshutoi, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, how do I know that the Chulin Shenishchut Bazor is also Bano? We learn out Chulin Shenishchut Bazor from Shchutei Chutz. Both have a similarity. Shutei chutz was geshochten shaloi bimkaimai. So who adin? And it's also bano. So who adin? Chulin shchenishto bazor that was geshochten shaloi bimkaimai should have the same halachas like shutei chutz. Now Rashi comes and says, and who says that shutei chutz is also bano? So Rashi gives us a cheshbon. Well, it was also bano before, so, and the shchita b'chutz won't be matter it. So therefore, the tzicha also bano. Is kan shoyel aben. Fine. So shchutei chutz is also bano. Rashi gave us a beautiful cheshbon because it was also bano before, and the shchita will not be. Usually the shchita takes off the iser hano. Shchita bazora takes off the iser hano. If you shechted it in the not proper mokim, you did not do the proper avoidus, so the iser hano will remain. He said the shchita and the zrik is the matter. If you don't do it properly, so the iser hano will remain. So the din, the iser of shchutei chutz is really saying that the Issa Hano, which was existent till now, the Shechita will not be matter this Issa, because it was done in the wrong place. Now, between you and me, so now I'm going to learn out, Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azore. The Shechita was also done in the wrong place. So between you and me, I could only learn out that the accomplishment of the Shechita, what Shechita has to accomplish by Chulin, if it was done in the wrong place, it can't accomplish. Because that in Yisod is the Halacha of Shchutei Chutz. Now Shchutei Chutz, the Shechita has to be Matrit Bano, because also Bano before. So I say if it was geshachten shaloi bim kaimai, it will not be matter the previous issa. And the best oifen, by chulash and ishchuto bazor, I can learn out that the shchita has to be matter abahimus chulin bachile. So if it was done shaloi bim kaimai, it won't accomplish what it's supposed to. So it won't be matter at bachile. But how do I know it's also bano? A chain is as strong as the weakest link. By shchute chutz, I'm learning out for shchute chutz, it doesn't say it's also bano. It just says that the shchite shaloi bim kaimai, not in the proper mukim, will not accomplish what it normally accomplishes. So therefore it's also bano. So all you can say is that by chulin shishcha bazore, it will not accomplish what it normally will be also bachila. But how do we jump to isarano? So the Beis Halevi says 100%, you're 100% right. The limud is not an isar. You can learn hadisarano from shchut echutz. All we can learn out is that the shchite shaloi bim kaimoi will not be matter what it normally is matter. So how do you know isarano? I mean, so the Gemara is very schwer. So Emerson, the Hamakna asks another kasha, and the Beis Halevi says, with the second kasha will be for him for this first kasha. The Makna asks the kasha, the Gemara later, and the Gemara in Pesachim brings down a drash. But the Gemara says, it says by Treife, Bosa Basoda Treife Leisechelu, Lakelev Tashlichen Oisoi. So the oisei is a miut. So the Gemara darshins, we'll see later in Dafnun Ches, the Gemara darshins, this miut as follows. Treife, you're allowed to give it to a dog. Treife is mutabano, but chulun shenishchut bazor is also bano. That's the Gemara darshins, and how we use this miyat, what right we have to use this miyat for chon shenish lebazor, that we'll see later in Dafnun Ches, miyat Hashem. But al kaponim, there's a miyut, that it's also bahano, from oisoi. So chon shenish lebazor, and it's also bahano from this miyat of oisoi. So the makna es sakashe, why do you need a miyut to tell me that chon shenish lebazor, but not from oisoi? I'm learning out from I'm learning out shali b'shali v'shalcha b'shalcha. Just like shali b'shalcha is also bano, so shalcha b'shali is also also bano. That's the maknas kash. Zuk the Beis Halevi, hefaker. That you can't learn out. I can only learn out that the shchit is no good. That's what I can learn out. That's all what it says by shchut echutz, that the shchit is no good. But to learn out an Isar Hano, that I can't learn out. That's why I need this miyut. So the Yisod, it's really very sosum. The Gemara just brought down a half of a drash. We'll see later how this half is sufficient. But Al Koponim, that's what the Beis Halevi wants to say. That our Gemara, the drash of our Gemara is only saying one thing. That the shchita does not accomplish what it would normally accomplish. That's all what we're learning out. A shchita shaloi bim kaimai will not accomplish what it will normally accomplish. So by shchut echut, it's also by ano. By chulin shishul bazar, it'll be also by achila. The isar ano will learn from oisayin. When we come to the drash, we'll see how the oisai is megala that's going on chulin shenish chutu bazor. But this is what the Beis Halevi says. Now let us just go a little further before we see Taisis. Zuk to Gemara Vaita, I ma shali b'shaloch onesh kores. Av shaloch b'shali onesh kores. So the Gemara asks, shchita is not matter, but by achila there's an isa koris if a person eats shchut echut. So here it says anu aloche. Not only that the shchita is not matter the previous Isurim, but a Shchita Shaloi Bim Kaimoi creates an Issur Kores. Shchut Echut. There's an Issur Kores. So, now you're learning out, Shchita, so the two dinim that it says by Shchut Echut. One din it says by Shchut Echut that it doesn't accomplish what it would normally accomplish. Fine. So good, it should be also Mechil, also Bano. But there's another din by Shchut Echut. That a Shchita Shaloi Bim Kaimoi, there's a Einish Kores Al Achilosai. So, if you're learning out, so learn out, the Zanisa Achila by Chulon Shanishchetu Bazor. So learn out that, Achila of Chulon Shanishchetu Bazor, there should be an Einish Kores, just like there's an Einish Kores by Shchut Echut. That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara says, you're right. But there's a posik. Omakro, Bel Pesach oil moyed loyevioi lahakriv kolbun lashem. Venichas. So, right before it said the venichas, it says kolbun lashem venichas. So it seems, al kolbun onishkores, al chunshish bezora ein onishkores. There's a miut. The posik seems to be saying that the venichas is only on a kolbun. Venichas is not on every behemoth that was nishchat shaloi bimkoim. Fine. Okay. So now things are seemingly well. Now we know that chulon shnishchetu bazor is also machile, and we'll learn now from the oisai, the way the Beis Halevi says, we'll learn from the oisai that it's also bano. And there's no chorus. Like the Gemara, Ibazoi ikala mifrach, male shali b'shaloch shkein onosh kores. Like the Gemara, so now, if you're telling me that chulin shenishchetu ba'azore, lemaise is more chomo than, if you're telling me that shchut echutz, lemaise is more chomo than chulin shenishchetu ba'azore, lemaise, after all your limudim, the shchita does not accomplish anything by chulon shlish by shchita echutz. The shchita does not accomplish anything by chulon shlish lebazor. Fine, but there's one more thing that a shchita shaloi b'mkoimoi by shchita echutz is an einish kores and a chilus. There's a choima by shchita echutz which chulon shlish lebazor does not have. So now, if you're telling me that finished vi. Shchut Echutz is more chomo than chulon shenishchetu ba'azores. Now I have a picha on that samamotzino. So I can't say, oh, look, just like over there, Shchut Echutz, lemaise, the shchita doesn't accomplish anything. Shchut Echutz, this chorus also on the chila. So you see that Shchut Echutz is different than chulon shenishchetu ba'azores. So I have a picha on the samamotzino. So you can't learn that anything. So now the Gemara falls off from this limud. Because of this pich. Now let us see Taisvis. Ma shali b'shaloch osa. Perish b'kontres osa bano. Nat chulin shenishchetu bazores osa bano. And Rashi explained that shchut echutz is osa bano. Osa bano. So Rashi says, lafi she'ein lahem miyatirem. Because I don't have, how do you know it's also banor? Because I don't have what should be matter this anor. The kibin the hugdishu, einam yecholim liyos mutorim. Elay deizrike materes bekotch meus nishim bechutz ein isrok. There's no dinzrike and shchut echutz. So meila will be also banor. So in other words, the shchita will not accomplish what it could accomplish, since we shall be mkaymai. So who adin b'chulon shenishchetu bazor behiksharam the chamoy kain motzinu shezrike moitzio midei meila. We find the zadin meila by kochi kadoshim. A person is a kolbun. and a person will go and ride on the kol, will be nene from the kol when it's alive, is a chi of mila. He shechs the kol, the chi of mila becomes nifka al yedei shchitosei. Made a shchite, nazrike, nasis mitzvosei. There's no din mila anymore. Pefulo hochi amrinon, kochim shemesu, yotzu midei mila. Halacha is, what happens? I have the kolben. I did not shech the kolben. It died. And now I have enough from the kolben. There was no shchite, there was no zrike, but it died. There's also no din mila. Ba'af al gav shaloi nizrak adam. So we find something very interesting. We find that a kolben that was geschachten properly, the zrike is maitzi midei mila. Shrit and zrike is maitzi midei mila. If a kolben died, there's no shrite, there's also no din mila. There's also no din mila. So we see that there are, let's say, there are two eifanim that the din me'ila, the issa me'ila falls off. One through a shchit of a zrika bimkoimai. That oifen is called nasa mitzvosai. The mitzvah was niskaim, then the issa me'ila falls off. And there's another oifen of me'ila. When you can't do the mitzvah, it died. So there's also no din me'ila. So Taisva says, so now let's talk about Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz. Let's talk about the Issa Mila by a kol. Before there was Issa Mila, it's also about no, a person is nene, he's Mael Behegdish. What happens if you'll shechtet pachutz? You'll shechtet pachutz. So Taisva says, Taka wasn't Nasis Mitzvosai, but Lechaire, it shouldn't be different than Mesa. Mesa is also not Nasas Mitzvosai. So we see if it's either the mitzvah was Niskayim, or if it's not Oymed anymore, that the mitzvah should be Niskayim, that means the use of the Kolben, it's not usable anymore, there's also no Din Mila. He says, the din mila could be nifka through two of anim. Either by being goyma the mitzvah, completing the mitzvah, so the mitzvah was done already, so all what gavoya needed was accomplished, so then there's no mila anymore, everything was taken care of. Or, I feel nothing was taken care of, but you can't do the mitzvah anymore, so also there's no din mila. He says, the din mila is, if something is meyuchad l'gavoya, so why are you using it? There's another use for it already. This is oimet for the use of gavoya. What are you using it for? That's the isra, no, that's the isra mila. But if gavoya received the usage already, or if it's not shaykh to use it anymore, so the isra mila falls off. There's no isra mila. L'chayre Taisus means the Issa Hano also falls off. So Memele, so Taisus is asking Akasha. Taisus is asking Akasha. So let's talk about Shchutei Chutz. Rashi was going with a cheshbin. Rashi said, well, if you take a kol, you'll shecht it, b'chutz. So wasn't Nasas Mitzvosei. 100% right. The tachlis wasn't the sky, 100% right. So Rashi says, so it's still osabano. So Tai says, no. Who says it's osabano? Why is shchutei chutz worse than mesa? Just like by there's another way how the issa mila becomes nifka. There's another, if it's not shaykh anymore to be used by gavoya, there's no more usage for gavoya. So it also, the issa mila falls off. So who told you that if you shechted it, pachutz will be asa bano? Could be it won't be asa bano, could be mutabano. That's number one. Rmoy kein neymar shashchita toitzi midei iser eva minachai viyu motorim ba'achila. And the shchita will be moitzi midei iser eva minachai viyu motorim ba'achila. So the Rishash says pshat in this Tosfos as follows. Really, we would expect Tosfos to say that just like a korban shemeso is there's no din mila, so korban shenishchato there's no din mila, and Tosfos all of a sudden is meisav. There's no you're allowed to eat it. There's no isayvim in achai. So so the Rishash says that Tosfos is saying this is even better than a korban shemeisa. A korban shemeisa, you're not allowed to eat. You know why? Because it's an aveila. But al koponim, since it's not oimed anymore, litzayrich gavoya, so the isamila falls off. So Tosfos says a korban shenishchato b'chut shchutei chutz. So number one, it's not an aveila. So, there should be no Isar Achila on it. Number two, it's not Meyuchid anymore, Letzolchi Gavoy. So it should be Mutatir Afilo. So where did you see that a Beheime Shenishchata Bachutz, the Shechita doesn't help? That's this whole Lomdus over here. The whole Lomdus is that just like over there, the Shechita doesn't accomplish a Het, and it remains also. So who are then, also will remain also. But Tosfos says, I got news for you. Shchut echutz is mutter. That remains also. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So there's a Moiradike Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi wants to, in Simen Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph. So the Beis Halevi wants to fam for Rashi. And he says, a Moiradike Zach. He says, Shchutei Chutz is worse than a Behemi Shemesa. And he explains as follows. The Din Isarano, the Din Me'ile, is that we had mentioned before, Kozman, there's a Tachlis Ligovoya with a korban, so a person is not allowed to derive benefit from the korban. And sure that this is not yours. This is meyuchad legaboya. If a person derives benefit, that's called his moyel begdish. He's taking something that's meyuchad letzorche gaboya. He's taking it for himself. That's the samila. That's the sahano. So zukta beis alevi merdik. If you have a korban that died. So, for korban, it can't be used anymore. It's dead. So, the base halevi. Fine, it's dead. Good, it can't be a korban. But, let's be poided, like psuli and mekdoshim. Psuli and mekdoshim, a korban becomes a balmum. So, it can't be makabe anymore. So, there's still a din mila. It can't be used for korban, but it belongs to gavoya. You have to be poided. I mean, it's Gavoya still, it doesn't have the shimush of a klover, but it still belongs to Gavoya. So what's Takip Shad if a behema dies, there's no din mila? Let there be the opinion. It's not, it's not a valchai. Let it be like a stone of Hegdish. I mean, what is it worse than Psulia Magdosh? Sukta Beis Halevi, it's worse, you know why? Because the klal is ain poidin es hakadoshim laachilon leklovim. The din is that mean the whole din pidyon hegdish. If you ever call them, you cannot be poided to give it to a kelev. There's no din pidyon. The whole din pidyon is for human consumption, not for a behemoth's consumption. So we'll come to shchut echutz in 1 minute. So he says like this, Psulei HaMekdoshim, you had that korban, became a balmum. You can't use it anymore for HaKrove, but still belongs to Gavoya. So the Gavoya can get money from it, we'll sell it, and you'll shecht it. Psulei HaMekdoshim, you shecht. You have a behema balmum, you can't be makrevit, it's a behema, it's edible, you can use it. So fakel, so the shavius belongs to Gavoya.
you plate it, and then you shecht it, and you eat it. So, Gavoya has an achize, a bailus in Psule HaMikdoshim, because you could be paid it, and then you'll be able to eat it. If a behema died, we have a klal and paid him as HaKadoshim lachilam laklov. To be paid it, to use it for dog food, you're not allowed to. So what are you going to do? It has to be nifte lachilas odom. So if the behema died, it's not roi lachilas odom. So Hegdish has no pilots on this whatsoever. What bailus does Hegdish have in the behemid that died? No bailus whatsoever. There's to be nifta lachila baistais. So memel if it's dead, it can't be nifta lachila. In painis agadoshim lachila on the club. That's claw. So you have an animal that's aimed for a machel club. So Hegdish lost all its chusim. So that's why it's mutabano. Zuktabes halevi. But what if I shechted it pachutz? So if I shechted it pachutz, so Tosfos is saying, now, mitzad the shechita, it's a good shechita, before any lamudim, it's a good shechita. So if it's a good shechita, it should still be osabano, because you could be paid it. So this shechita, so that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi said that, if you shecht it bachutz, if you shecht a kolben in the zore, so that what was supposed to come about from the tachlis of the kolben, that was supposed to come out from the kolben, was accomplished. Nasas mitzvos. So Gavoya received all it was supposed to receive. It's mutabano. Now it's mutabano after shchit and zrike. That is if you made a proper shchita. So then it's mutabano. Rashi says, if you made a not proper shchita, you shechted it chutz lazore, so you can't make a zrika on this shchita. So nasas mitzvosa it wasn't. Nasas mitzvosa it wasn't. So memele, and Hegdish has a use from it. What you? We had a competent shochet who shechted the meat. So mamele, it's roi lachilas odom. So if it's roi lachilas odom, so Hegdish has a bailus in this. So mamele, it's oimid lepidyon. So kol zman, you won't be poided, it's also bahano. So that's the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi wants to say, so that's pshat and Rashi. If you shechted bachutz, there was a nasis mitzvosai. And so that, what the shechita was supposed to accomplish, if it would have been geshochten bifnim, it won't accomplish. So the isahano will remain. If it was geshochten bifnim, the isahano won't remain, because we accomplished the tachlis of what it was aimed for. It was aimed to be nishchat v'nizrak domay. But it was geshachten bechutz, so the tachlis, for what it was aimed for, was not niskayim. Bezdin has a use from this behemoth still. He could be poided, lachilas adam. So mamela, so it still is also bahano. That is Shitas Rashi. That's what the Beis Halevi wants to say. It's a moira dike mahalach between you and me, so what does Tosfos hold? I mean, the Beis Halevi is doch moira dike. So he goes into a sugi, I'll just mention one thing. Let's just mention throwing a monkey wrench on this ha'ore. The din is that, Psulei HaMikdoshim, in order to be poided them, you need Hamode Vaharoche. You have to stand up the behemah, to be able to stand on its own 2 feet, 4 feet, and you have to be marich, figure out how much it's worth. So he's saying, L'choire, after the Shechita, it's not Shaykh Hamode Vaharoche. His whole vault is that there's a difference between a dead behemoth and a geschachtene behemoth. A dead behemoth, there's no din pidyon, because you can only be paid the leklovim by paid as a kadoshim lachila leklovim, so there's no din pidyon. A geschachtene behemoth, you can be paid the lachila, so here's a value to hegdish, so mamil, it's also banot until you'll be paid it. So he says it's not so poshut. You need hamoda, in order to be paid, you need hamoda baruch. If you shechted it already, you can't stand it up. So there's no din pidyon. So the minyan, there's no din pidyon. So hegdish doesn't possess anything in the behem anymore. What's the chilik? If there's no din pidyon, I'll say poidim es hakadoshim lachilon leklovim. Or there's no din pidyon because in order to make a pig, you need hamoda varocha, geshochten in the behemah, you can't have hamoda. So then he starts being mefalpo, if after the shechita, when it's mefachis, if that's called hamoda or not. That means there is a split second after the shechita when the behemah can still be standing on its 4 feet. So it's called, it's still roi lepidyon. That's what he starts being machin. About kaponim, this I want to fahem for Rashi. But Al Kaponim, Toisvis asks on Rashi, and Toisvis holds that it's not also Bano. The Shechit accomplished something. And it's Mutter Bachila, it'll be Mutter Bano, just like a Behemish Meso. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, we learn out from Shechut Echutz, just like Shchut Echutz, the Shchit does not accomplish anything, is Hu Adin, Kulun Shish Bazaar, the Shchit doesn't accomplish. I mean, by Shchut Echutz, it sure does accomplish. Before it was also Bano, now it's Mutter Bano. There's no use, there's no value anymore to Hegdish in Shchut Echutz. Lefichach Pirish Haram, so the Ram says another Mahalach. Ma sheli bishaloch osa, ve'ein lam teures kotshim lalais lamizbeich lifter habaylam. Av sheloch bishali loy hoy lam teures chulen, loy chozi lahatore d'shayich buhu dahainu achila. So, let us just say, what is the Ram answering? The Ram says, a different mahalach than Rashi. We learn out from Shchut Echutz as follows. What is the tachlis of a kolb? The tachlis of a kolb is, let's say a person made a neder to bring a kolb. So now, through being makiv the kolb, he was nismala chiyuvay, was niskaim chiyuvay, he brought the kolb. The tachlis of the kolb is akrove. If you shechted bachutz, You lost your tachlis. The tachlis was akrove. The tachlis was ritzoi, and the yeshechted bechutz. So the tachlis, what the shechita was supposed to accomplish on a kolben, the tachlis of shechita on a kolben is to create a ritzoi, to pater the bailim. It didn't accomplish its tachlis. What is the tachlis of shechita on the behemah chulin? To be matred b'achila. That's the tachlis. So that's the limud. Just like by shechut echutz, a shechita b'chutz does not accomplish the tachlis, what it was aimed for. It was aimed al yedei shechita to pater the bailim from his chiyuv. But a shechita b'chutz will not accomplish this. So we see that a shechita b'chutz, a shechita shaloi b'mkoymoi, does not accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. So hu adin, a shechites beheime chutz m'mkoymoi will not accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. Now what is a shechites beheime schulen supposed to accomplish? It's supposed to create a heter achila. So now that you shechted it shaloi b'mkoymoi, it will not accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. So not create a heter achila. So here, Anchitas Hatais, as Antaisvis, Tamakna says, so fine. So I know that it's also Bechila, but how do you know it's also Bano? The Agamah was speaking about Israelano, that Chunshish was also Bano. So he says, according to Taisvis, will Zichir say what he was Moira before.
Bemis and Anissa Hano, the Gemara has a limud of Oisai. Oisai atamashlich leklovim, yatamashlich leklovim, chulun shanishchetu bazor. So Bemis and it comes out, a Gemara is really missing, a Gemara is only saying half of the drosha. A Gemara is saying that chulun shanishchetu bazor is also ba'achila. The shchita will not accomplish what a shchita should normally accomplish if it was geshochten shaloi b'mkoymoi. Just like a shchita's kolben does not accomplish what it should have accomplished if it was nishchat b'mkoymoi. That's the limud. And after this limud, I learn out that it's also ba'achila. The shchita does not accomplish a heter achila. Now that I know it's also bachila, now I'm going to use the oisoi, and the oisoi is going to tell me that treife is also bachila and muta bano. That's the oisoi. But chulun shenishchetu bazore is also bachila and also bano. So that is pshat in the Gemara.